Just a minute ago, we heard Dave Zirin share a story about his friend and hero, Olympic medalist John Carlos. When John Carlos and his teammate Tommy Smith stepped onto the medal stand to receive their medals in 1968, they bowed their heads and raised their black-gloved fists when the Star-Spangled Banner was played. They were hoping to call attention to the ongoing civil rights struggles in the U.S. and elsewhere around the world. We spoke with John Carlos a while back about that period of his life, and he talks about it in his memoir, The John Carlos Story. Now for our occasional series, In Your Ear, we also hear about some of the music that continues to inspire him.
The first song that I like to say is by Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday came out with a song called Strange Fruit. I can tell you about the song, but I want you to listen to the song yourself because it represents the feeling of many blacks throughout the South.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root, black bodies swinging in the southern breeze, strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
Then from there, time went by. Nina Simone sang a song with passion and emotion relative to the plight of black people as well. And that was called Mississippi Goddamn.
Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know. Keep on saying, go slow.
Why did that song mean so much to me? Because through my travels through the South, there were so many individuals that were saying, why us? Why now? When will it end?
Now I know we have great respect for the sister and mother. It's even better yet.
And then to climax everything, there's a young man that I think was ingenious in all of his music, was Curtis Mayfield.
When the time comes and we are really free, there'll be no brothers left, you see. We people who are darker than blue.
That was We the People Who Are Darker Than Blue by Curtis Mayfield, just one of the songs Olympic medalist John Carlos told us was playing in his ear. To hear our previous conversation with John Carlos, go to our website at npr.org/tellmemore. Coming up, if you've been just about anywhere recently, then you know that rap is now global. But here in America, musician Blitz the Ambassador is adding the voices of African immigrants to the mix.
What keeps us going, it is the fight against invisibility. It is the fight to say that, yo, we count and we're here.
Transatlantic rap star Blitz the Ambassador, that's just ahead on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.